I would suggest, Brother Dave, that you might say he started looking at himself after he ran away and reminding God of, you know, I alone and this and that, and almost like Obadiah. Although you might say he also passed the testings of the previous chapters, because he was tested to hide, to be fed, to go to a widow. I always felt that the secret in chapter 19 is really one thing to me. It was always said, and I heard it not long time ago, that when Daniel was cast into the lion's den, he never looked at the lions. He only looked toward God. And I think sometimes the failure that might come to us when we look at the lion, when we look at the person, because in the previous chapters he heard one voice, and that was the voice of Jehovah. Now there is another voice being introduced, and now he starts looking at the source of wickedness, you might say, because I was almost amazed that Elijah knew there was 450 prophets of Baal and 400 of Asherah. So how did he know that? Well, he was familiar with the wiles of the enemy. He knew the wiles of the enemy, but here it is, as you have mentioned, now he starts looking at the lions instead of continuing looking at the Lord. And when we start looking around, then trust me, it will plant this fear in your heart, because you took your side for a moment from Jehovah himself. So I think it's a lesson for us. So many things you try to do what is right before God, and you keep pressing on. You keep pressing on because you're looking upward. And then when you start looking at the brethren, start these things coming in, and maybe I should do it this way, and maybe we should do this way, and maybe we should... So brethren, I think the greatest lesson that I could learn personally, that Elijah was looking to the Lord. Once he started hearing other voices and start looking at the lions right away, it altered, you might say, his approach toward things.
I wonder if you could also suggest that Elijah began to rely on his feelings rather than his faith.
Yeah.
Often in scripture, the woman represents the subjective side. And although he was able to stand against Ahab, for some reason he feared Jezebel more. And whatever the actual situation was that Elijah responded to at the time, for us, I believe that represents the danger that we face in giving in to the subjective side of things. That is, not objectively putting our eyes on Christ and upon God's Word, as we've been hearing already today, but putting our eyes somewhere else, either on ourselves, on what we have attained or not attained, on our feelings, to sum it up, rather than our faith. God was just as able to meet Jezebel as he was Ahab. And I don't think personally from the scriptures that we can say that God withdrew himself, because God all along the way, we see, provided for Elijah, even when he was in a position of failure. We see that God was working to restore Elijah, to bring him back. So I don't think that God withdrew himself, but it was certainly a test of Elijah's personal faith. And we all need to be reminded of that. That it's not ourselves. Even when the Lord has given us a great victory, it's not us, it's Him. And I think it's very helpful, at least in my life, I know it has been, to be reminded of that I am really nothing.